all about our country right now. I love the USA. I love my teammates. It's unbelievable. The USA Hockey Brotherhood is so strong. And we have so much support from ex-players. I'm so proud to be American today.
We are so proud of you, Jack Hughes, who gave his heart, soul, and teeth for America, along with all these other people associated with our great state. Dylan, Zach, Connor, Quinn, Jack, and Kyle. And it was just phenomenal to see the Michiganders go for and get the gold. Now, you recall at the end of the week, we had Blaine Fowler on, and I mentioned that he co-hosts Hockey Talk with our own Chris Renwick. And, of course, you listen to Chris, I hope, every morning as he co-hosts and is the leader of the JR Morning Show with Chris Renwick, Lloyd Jackson, and Jamie Edmonds. But hockey is one of his loves. And he's got a big smile that's not going to leave his face anytime soon. You can listen to Chris Renwick and Blaine Fowler on Chris Renwick's radio Facebook page, as well as Blaine D. Fowler and 96.3 WDBD Facebook pages. And you can hear him right here, right now on WJR. Hey, Chris.
Paulie, how you doing? What a Monday this is, huh?
What a great Monday it is indeed. What a celebration. I want to clarify one thing, because so many of the people on television now aren't yet 46 years old, so they don't remember 46 years ago. And they thought it was 46 years ago, yesterday's date, when we won the gold. But they were saying when we beat Russia, do you believe in miracles? No, the miracle game beating Russia was a miracle, but it wasn't for the gold. It helped us go to the next game to win the gold. Just wanted that clarification. It's not that big a deal. It's been a long time, 46 years since we got the gold, and it was spectacular.
Yeah, I mean, people forget that game against Finland, right, back in 1980, where they actually won the gold. But you're right, the miracle was against the Soviets, and they were basically looked at as being unbeatable. And for a long time, it felt like that's how the United States viewed Canada. Whenever they would meet up in the Olympics, it felt like they were unbeatable. We talked to Buzz Schneider, who was a member of that 1980 team, talked to him this morning, talked to him a couple weeks ago, and he told us on JR Morning that he felt like this was the best assembled American team since 1980. And he's like, if somebody's going to be able to do it, it's going to be this team. And lo and behold, Buzz Schneider knows a little something about puck, because, you know, yesterday what we saw was a really resilient team, I thought. I thought they were outplayed for most of that game, yet they were able to get it to that overtime period, get it to that one goal. All you need is one goal. And on the ice at that goal, Paul, all Michiganders, all people who played in the state of Michigan that have a Michigan tie, all four, the goalie and the three players that were on the ice, all had Michigan ties yesterday. It was unbelievable.
Unbelievable. What would we have done without the Hughes brothers, too? Because it was Jack's brother, Quinn, who scored the overtime winner against Sweden in the quarterfinals.
Yeah. Yeah, they're amazing. And you look no further than Plymouth out at USA Hockey. 17 players.
Wow.
Played in that building. That were on that USA team that won gold yesterday. 17 guys played in the state of Michigan, played in Plymouth at the old CompuWare Arena, and they were on that team and contributed. It is a remarkable feat for the state of Michigan to have so many guys represented, but then to go against a Canadian team where they're really good too. So it was
very good,
special.
Our friends, the Canadians, I might add. And we might note, too, that in Michigan, we've produced a lot of gold medal and other medal winners in not just in ice hockey, which we're celebrating in a big way today, both the men and the women winning gold.
Yep.
But also in figure skating over the years, we've had some incredible training facilities based in Michigan for figure skaters that have done very well.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Novi, right? And at the Novi,
and look at how you and look at what a great and look what a great figure skater you are, Chris.
Exactly, exactly. I've never fallen when I've been on the ice, never once. But yeah, no, it's really a testament to the state of Michigan and all the incredible athletes that we have here. But the infrastructure to support those athletes, I think, is what really speaks volumes. And then you see it on the world stage, right? You see all of these people that have Michigan connections, and it's very special.
When it was explained to me what was happening, when they brought Johnny's kids out onto the ice, it's hard to talk about now without crying, without being emotional, how wonderful it was that they remembered their teammate who was killed, run over with his brother on their bikes. And they brought the kids out and held up Johnny Goodrow's jersey. That was a special moment. Once we figured out, some people knew right away. You knew right away. I did not. It was very special. Well,
yeah, certainly special. And they kept him in there. You know, he was a very big part of that team, even though he wasn't there.
Chris Renwick, co-host of JR Morning, stay with us on WJR.